Think for a moment about a movie scene. One that really moved you. A movie that you really felt deeply, really felt emotionally. Think about all your favorite movies, all the top movies and top actors. In the great movies, those who really connect with you emotionally. The movies that really move you. The actors are not acting. The actors become the character. The great actors don't need to act because they become the character they are playing.
That's exactly what you need to do. If you want to have great success and live a great life, you have to become someone else. You have to become someone nobody thought you could be, not even you. You have to leave the little mind mentality you grew up with. You have to drop the negativity you have towards successful people. Drop the negativity you have towards hard work. And drop the negativity you have towards sacrifice. You must rise into this new person. You will not stop until you become everything you ever dreamed of. And so much more. That kind of person doesn't procrastinate. They just do. They just dive in head first. They learn the lessons. They apply the lessons and turn them into blessings. That type of person doesn't stop at failure. They don't stop at any number of setbacks. They find solutions. They are always learning, listening, and growing. And they are certainly never stopping. Rest if you must. Don't you dare stop. That type of person doesn't listen to others' opinions unless they are valuable. Listen. Sometimes you have to take on criticism and apply it. You must be smart and strong enough to ignore the haters and ignore the negativity that is not valuable. Some people just hate for no reason. Focus all your energy on your end goal. That type of person makes priorities. They choose to learn over party. They choose to work out over sleep in. They choose to give time to things that take them closer to their goals, not further away. That type of person is honest. They are honest with themselves and where they are in life and take responsibility for closing the gap. They are honest with others and always live and act with integrity, knowing you can never be successful living a lie or living your life trying to be someone else.
I know you're tired, but what if you could give more? I know they don't believe in you, but what if you believed in you? Who could you become if you started to back yourself?
No, it's not easy being great. It's pretty straightforward, but it's never easy. You sacrifice. You take responsibility. You prioritize. You follow your gut. You keep going, and you work your guts out. That's it. Simple principles that only those with true character live by. Do you have character? And if you have it, what are you going to do about it? You can develop that strength. You can form new habits.
If you don't like where you are, do something about it. Don't complain about it if you're not willing to work for it. Step by step, you can become someone no one thought you would be, not even you. Step by step, you can grow. Grow into someone who makes a difference. Grow into someone who sets the example. Grow into someone who inspires through action, through example, through undeniable results.
I know you can only see darkness, but I need you to believe in the light. I know you're tired, but what if you could dig deeper inside? What if you could find more? I know you have more. I know you are greater than this. Don't you dare waste this life. You can become anyone. Grow into that person. Grow through consistency. Grow through action.
If you don't like where you are, do something about it. Don't complain about it if you aren't willing to work for it.
You will show them. You will show them through action, through hard work and dedication, through belief and sacrifice, through heart and courage.
Step by step, you can become someone no one thought you would be. Not even you.
Don't you get it? This world needs you. People that you know need you. People you've never even met need you. They need you to rise. They need you to rise so they can rise. They need you to fight so they have fight. They need you to become someone so they can be someone. You will show the world. You will show the world through your example. You will become someone nobody thought you could.
Become that person. Be that person.
Reasons that empower you. Why is it that you deserve your goal? What are the five reasons that you won't give up when life catches you on the blind side, when the messenger of misery visits you? What are you going to do? What will keep you in the game when life knocks you to the canvas? See, the Buster Douglas that fought in the last fight was not the Buster Douglas that fought Mike Tyson. See, the Buster Douglas that got knocked down while fighting Mike Tyson had gotten out of an alcohol recovery center. His mother had died. His wife was ill with a terminal illness. He was considered a nothing, a bum. So when he got knocked down, Buster Douglas had a reason to get back up because he said, I'm dedicating this fight to the memory of my mama. But when he fought the last fight that he had and he got knocked down, and he had a guaranteed $24 million in his pocket, whether he got up or not, he just said, hurry up and count me out. And I don't blame him. Why get hurt? I said, no, why'd you leave so soon? Somebody's about to get hurt, me. So you've got to have some reasons that when life knocks you down, and it's going to. Hello, it's going to knock you down. When people disappoint you, and that's going to happen. When they betray you, and that's going to happen. When they lie to you, and that's going to happen. When they say, oh, you can count on me, and they won't show up, and that's going to happen. When you want to throw in the towel and give up yourself, and that's going to happen. When life collapses on you and catch you on the blind side, it drop you to your knees and start choking you. You got a dream? No, I ain't got no dream. And that's going to happen. What reason can you remember that you can call on, that you can reach on, that can make you get back up? Find that reason. Because when life had knocked me down, I said, life, I'm doing this because I want to make my mama proud of me. I'm doing this because I want my children to have a better life than what I have. I'm doing this because all my life I've been told I'd be a loser, that I wouldn't make it. All my life I heard people say, Mamie, take them back to the welfare department. I'm doing this to make them alive. I believe like Frank Sinatra, he said, the best revenge in life is massive success. I'm doing this so I can become massively successful. And with that kind of courage, with that kind of affirmation and reason to empower me, I got a saying that when life knocks you down, try and land on your back, because if you can look up, you can get up. All right? So when you run out of money, when things don't work out for you, when things happen that you could not anticipate, what are the reasons that you can think of that can keep you strong, that can keep you in the game, that will be your rod and staff to comfort you, that can be your bridge over troubled waters? Those reasons are very important. Nietzsche said, if you know the why for living, you can endure almost anyhow. So find out the reasons that you do what you do. Find out the reasons that will make you strong, that will make you walk by faith and not by sight, that will make you pursue your dream when everybody is against you or don't believe in you no more. And let me tell you something, that's a lonely feeling. It's a lonely feeling, particularly people that you're doing it for, or people that stand to benefit the most, or people who should be the number one members in the encouragement club, but they end up saying, you can't do it, and they become members of the discouragement club. Oh, it hurts very badly. I know what that's like. Have people that you love close to you that look at you with that look and say, why don't you try something else? Why don't you give up? I said, but this is my life. I have got to do this. Les, you had a good job at Sears. That man like you. Mama, I can't go back to Sears. I got to be my own boss. I can't do that. I mean, you know, it's, ladies and gentlemen, you know, when you work on a job that's dead end, you can see the ceiling already. It's like going in the middle of a movie And after you've seen the movie, sitting back through that over again, there's something missing. You know the hero is not going to die. You know what the outcome is already. And so that's why a lot of people, a lady was telling me, she said when she went to work, it felt like a refrigerator fell on her shoulder as soon as she stepped in. Because she knew she'd gone as far as she could go. See, they're paying her just enough to keep her from quitting, and she's worked just hard enough just to keep from getting fired. How many of you know people like that? Raise your hand. One of you didn't raise your hand, you the one. I'll just tease it, all right? Here's something else. Make a commitment to be happy. See, you know, I have you laughing a lot. See, life is too short going through it looking homely, tired, and ugly. Sometimes we take life too seriously. Oh, no. Make a commitment to be happy. Find little things just to get tickled about. And laugh. Find ways to be happy in the moment. A lot of people say, well, I'll be happy when I pay off all my bills. No. I'll be happy when I get my divorce. Oh, no. I'll be happy when the children gone. Oh, no. You want to be happy now. See, there are no guarantees. No one say you're going to be here 2, 3, or 4 years from now. So you want to be happy right now in the moment. Repeat after me. I must make a commitment.
I must make a commitment.
To be happy.
Right now.
All I got.
Shake
somebody's hand on your right and left and say, you deserve to be happy. Make a commitment to be happy, because life now has new meaning for you. Just enjoying the sunset, or just looking at life, looking at nature, going for a walk. It's the little things in life that counts. Here's something else that you want to begin to do in order to make this your decade. You want to begin to get all the toxic people out of your life. Hello. Energy drainers, get them out of your life. See, ladies and gentlemen, it takes a lot of energy to reach your goal. It takes a lot of emotional, mental, and spiritual energy to reach your goal. And you can run faster with 100 who want to go than with one around your neck. See, there are two kinds of relationships. Sid Simon talks about this. Nourishing relationships and toxic relationships. Nourishing relationships are the relationships that inspire you. They motivate you. They bring the best out of you. Toxic relationships are relationships with people that always criticize you. All they can do is find fault. All they can do is just exploit your weaknesses. All they can do is remind you of the mistakes that you've made in the past. These people are bad for your health. Toxic people can run your blood pressure up. One apple can spoil a whole barrel. One negative energy drainer can spoil your whole life. I know people whose lives have been ruined because somebody wasn't good for them. See, there are some people that aren't good for you. Hello? They aren't good for you. You've got to get them out of your life. See, a lot of people put up with a lot of foolishness because they don't want to die by themselves. Here's what I believe. I believe in a one-to-a-box theory. Ask this question of yourself. Make a list of who you communicate with most and ask yourself the question, what kind of person am I becoming because of this relationship? Is it helping me to grow mentally and emotionally and spiritually? Am I becoming a better person because of this relationship? Do they bring out the best in me? Do they inspire me? Do they encourage me to develop my greatness? Do they make me stretch? See, you got to look at the people in your life and find out, what kind of person are you becoming because of that relationship? My mother used to say, birds of a feather flock together. You run around with losers, you will end up a loser.